Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slipping and injured is Zion Williamson. Back the other way, a layup for Cam Johnson. And 36 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson is down.
He blew through his shoe.
Yep.
Look at his left shoe. He blew completely through the shoe, and then he started holding his right knee. I mean, his shoe blew apart. I've never seen anything like that. Watch when he plants right here. His foot comes out of his shoe. That's unbelievable.
He broke his shoe with his own foot.
The final 2.5 seconds run out. And how about them Tar Heels? They come into Cameron Indoor Stadium and knock off number one Duke by the final score of 88-72.
Be honest. Everybody be honest. When the big fella goes out of the game, it changes a lot of stuff for them. Zion Williamson, I've never seen anything like him, and that was a huge blow for them. And having that happen during the course of the game, you don't have time to prepare for it. So I hated that part of it because I think he's such a wonderful kid. But that was a huge blow for them at that time, there's no question.
Mild knee sprain. Knee is stable. We don't know how long he'll be out. It's crazy that the two games we've lost here, something's happened in the first part of the game. And the preparation that you would have for the game is obviously based on your players being there.
All right. Well, you're going to be hearing a lot of that today. Zion Williamson expected to be the first overall pick in the NBA draft and a star of Duke, one of the stars on that team, the biggest. Gets injured in the first minute of the game. His shoe blows out. His Nike PG 2.5 Paul George shoe blows out, and boy, I'll tell you what, now we got people. I knew this was going to happen. I probably didn't hit this enough. All the money that school's making and that basketball program, they got to pay the players. Every time we have this, we got to pay the players. Yes, Duke and North Carolina, by the way, probably right there at the top of college basketball generating money, right?
Yep,
there?
Of course.
I'm not saying they're one and two. Kentucky's probably in there. You can name them. Indiana used to be a big money-making machine.
I would say Duke, UNC, and Kentucky
Ohio
are
State,
top three. You know,
Michigan.
Ohio State's up there, yeah.
I understand.
Well, Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz last night tweeted out, again, let's remember all the money that went into this game and all these players get none of it. Now Zion gets hurt. Something has to change at NCAA. He tagged NCAA in it. And after that, Luka, how does he say his last name?
Lucic.
Okay, good. Really? You said that really quick. I don't believe you. It says, go play in Europe. Like, now all these tweets are coming out from the NCAA guy. From the NBA guys.
I just wish we'd go back to this, and we never will. Just let them come out of high school if they're good enough.
Right, that's it.
This is all ridiculous. Give these guys, you know what? Some of them may not. Some of them may want to go to college for a year anyway, but at least they'll have their choice.
They should be given
a
choice.
I wish they would. And next year, if you're not aware of this, the NBA has put in the G League for the top hand-picked. They got to be legit, big-time players. Then get $125,000. For 5 months' work in the G League. I don't know how they decide which team they go to. Mm. And there's G League teams all over the country. But that'll be an option. And they can get their basketball shoe money if they're good enough players. So
Nike's stock went down 1.73% this morning already. Darren Revelle's tweeting.
Don't worry. It's always
going to
go back up.
The market open at 9:30?
No, but it says before the market opens, Nike shares are down 1.73%. Two pieces of recent news, Zion's shoe last night and some Nike Adapt shoes needing updates to function. Darren Revelle tweeted that out.
That was the shoe I was telling you about, the one you lace it up with your phone.
Yeah.
The Marty McFly shoe.
I mean, that wasn't the one Zion was wearing, right?
No.
Someone from like the crowd pushed their button and all of a sudden the shoes got untied?
I'll tell you who was happy about this whole thing last night. There was actually some
every
people
other
happy.
Shoe company,
every other shoe company, every other
every
Puma
other shoe company,
Under Armour, Adidas. They were all happy. New Balance is now in the business.
Yep.
So everybody that's trying to get Zion Williamson in a shoe deal next year will be happy with this. There are going to be a lot of different parts of this, a big business. And I understand, by the way, I don't get mad anymore when I hear it. I go, look at big business, the amount of money, the ACC and the SEC, football mostly, basketball also. Like, basketball makes money at Duke, makes money at North Carolina, makes money, but not at all schools.
No, you're right.
I remember a long time it used to be football makes money for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
basketball
allows all
for
the,
a couple schools.
So I don't know what their actual numbers are, and I get that Duke is making a lot of money, or they wouldn't be paying Coach K what they're paying him.
He's the highest paid coach
$10 million
in
a year.
$9.5 million or whatever it is. That's without bonuses.
Yeah.
That's without money from
getting bonuses.
Shoe company.
And by the way, yeah, I would like to know, and this is the part that kind of makes me salty. Why, with what these guys are making, why do they got to take some of that damn money from these shoe companies?
Didn't we read that Patino took like all
of it?
No,
Patino was a pig.
Woo.
He got a little piggish about the whole thing.
Like the check came in and they're like, all right, how are you going to put this? Who are you going to give this to? I'm depositing it. That's not going to anyone else. That's going to me.
That's why I always say, I don't want to hear from the top guys making all this money and how the system should run. I don't want to hear from Nick Saban. I don't want to hear from any of the guys making the big bucks. You guys are living like pros while your guys. I don't know how you face them. I don't know how you face your players who are on scholarship and the food's great and you got video games all set up for them and stuff. That just.
And you're collecting $13, $14 million a year with bonuses and shoe money and everything.
Probably not that much. But, Zach, there's a lot of guys
million,
making.
$8 million.
There's a lot of guys in college, in basketball and football, that are making more than college, than the pro guys in those two sports.
Krzyzewski's base is $8.98 million. That was John Calipari, $7.99. Holtman at Ohio State, $7.15. Bill Self in Kansas, $4.95. Tom Izzo rounds out the top five at $4.36.
And how about some of these college towns that are making this money?
Yep.
Sounds exactly living in New York City or in L.A.
No. There's a lot of guys.
You're in California. You get taxed to get taxed.
Joe, the head coach of Wichita State.
You look at the ocean. They
$3 million. Wichita State.
Yeah,
we're not talking about a big Power Five conference school here. I know he took his team to Final Four, whatever it was, when he was Marshall. But come on.
Anyway, that's going to be a lot of the conversation today of everything going on after last night. Everybody sitting down, waiting for Duke and North Carolina. What's going to happen? Is Duke going to get off to a fast start and blow North Carolina out of the building? And Zion Williamson goes down in the first minute, and it literally, I felt like four flat tires, didn't it? It just went, oh, man. Getting ready to start a vacation with four flat tires. That's what it felt like.
You know what it was like in my house?
Oh,
you got hurt?
Oh, my gosh.
Click. I'll
come
back to this.
But you didn't pay all that money for those tickets.
No. That's a different story. Imagine paying. We were talking about it yesterday. Hollywood had the prices on how much these tickets are going for on the private websites. I mean, a couple $1,000s.
So for everybody bitching about last night and like, oh, this is terrible, pay him. Okay, well, we're going to pay you. Go to the G League. Go live in the G League for 5 months, and you go pro. Forget the whole environment and play in front of big crowds, nice planes and all that stuff. You're going to the G League.
He doesn't want to go back to D-League.
Well, 250 grand, that's what you have now. So all those guys in the NBA are going to be writing this stuff. Don't worry. Everybody is close or as good as Zion coming out next year that doesn't want to go because they're worried about getting injured and the scholarship's not enough. And I get it. Go play in the G-League.
You got to admit something is wrong here, though. When you have a guy like Zion playing in a game, you know, all these guys playing in this game, people are paying $3,000 for tickets. You have, you know, Obama sitting courtside and Jay-Z and all these other people are there. I mean, there's something wrong with that situation.
Right, yes.
These guys are getting nothing.
Well,
I'm not on the side of paying college athletes,
but something
is wrong with that
situation. What do you want to do? You want to just pay him for that night?
I don't know. Something is a little weird when people are paying $3,000 to get in. People are paying $3,000 to get into a college basketball game. Something's a little wrong with that.
I,
It's a flawed system that
can't
be
fixed.
Do
you admit that, though? Like, something is wrong? And the problem with paying them is I don't know how you even start.
Have you seen the new TV contracts they're getting for football and basketball? They're crazy.
They have their own networks.
I've watched more Duke basketball this year than I can watch the Golden State Warriors. Something's wrong. Right?
The system is broken. It's flawed, and there's no way to fix it.
You got to admit, there's more Duke basketball than there is any NBA team.
Yeah, of course.
It was a weird sporting event last night when you have people of that stature paying that kind of money to watch a game, and the kids are out there, and they're getting hurt, and they're not getting paid. I mean, it's a weird situation.
So what do you want to do? Like,
I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Everybody's
bitching.
Like,
I don't have the answer, but I don't think anyone does right now.
Here's the problem.
It is. You have to admit, it's a little weird.
You can't pay Zion and the other one-and-doners and not pay everybody else at school.
Correct.
That's on scholarship.
That's
you can't
where the
do
problem
it.
Is.
Football players are going, whoa, wait a second, my man. Uh-uh. Oh, no. I'm getting paid, too. Mm. How you going to do it?
You can't do it. That's the problem. You can't do it.
But did you look at that game last night?
I
think something's a little bit wrong with this
Carolina's
situation.
Yes, Carolina's got a great baseball pro. I mean, there's going to be a lot of
guys. But we've been saying that
guys.
Forever. Do you realize the checks that the football teams get, the schools get at the end of the year? We just went over that a couple weeks ago. What Alabama and the SEC schools got for their football check at the end of the season from the network and everything, it's like $60 million.
Let
each
the guy
school.
At least sell his jersey after the game or something.
I tell you who you feel bad for. How about if you're not in one of these big five conferences and not getting that big check?
You're right. You got to get paid $800,000 to go play at somebody's stadium on a Saturday and hope that you could, you know, stay in
That's
the game.
That's why they'll go get their brains beat in for three games to
That's
be
it.
Everybody's
First
homecoming.
Three games of the season, we're playing at Alabama, at Oklahoma, and at, you know, Georgia Tech, and
Did
we're
you
getting
see
$4 million.
Miami Hurricanes are going to pay Miami of Ohio in a couple years?
I did see that.
Some ridiculous amount of money. I think it was over $1 million.
Here's my question to that, and maybe someone will have the right
answer.
Just
gives you an idea of the amount of money that's in these things.
But why? Why schedule that?
What do you mean? Like, why not just play FAU and FIU? And
like, you're going to go play Miami of Ohio, but you got a couple of smaller schools down here? Are you afraid to lose to these teams?
I don't know. That's I don't know. I would rather... especially right now, I'd rather put FAU and FIU. If you're looking to play smaller Division One schools,
yes.
They'd love to play you.
Of course,
they'll play every day of the week. Those two.
And how much money you got to give them? There's no traveling fee for that.
I'll give you another.
Pay
one.
Pay for the bus.
I'll give you another one. I think would be great for business. UCF.
Absolutely.
Put UCF on the schedule.
In a perfect world, that would be
UCF. We want to play you. I don't know if they look at they got nothing to gain, everything to lose. I don't know. We'd have to ask. I'm asking. It's like I'm throwing bait out for Blake James today, all this stuff, all these conversations.
It hasn't worked so far.
I'm surprised my phone hadn't gone off, and he goes, you and I need to get together with all this stuff going on, because he's probably going to hear it all today. Well, because they've had it happen at that school and everything else. We're going to come back, and we're going to check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. That's 56022 for everything coming in here this morning and everything going on and how to improve professional. The one thing that's been the big turnoff is these big, and everybody's aware of these big TV contracts and these big checks at all these conferences. And everybody in the conference gets equal money, I think, except Texas. Didn't Texas take more of the money for
Big
12?
Didn't they have their own Texas network also?
I'm going to talk about school generating stupid money.
Oh, my God.
Texas. That thing's a money-making machine.
That's why they could cut million-dollar checks to play Georgia Southern first week of the season.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Pay me, man. Just pay me. I need to be paid.
It's coming soon. Join WQAM to run, climb, and challenge yourself in remembrance of the heroes of the MSD tragedy at Parkland Equestrian Center this Saturday, February 23rd, 7:30 a.m. for the inaugural MSD Heroes Challenge. It's an obstacle course race for athletes of all skill levels and ages with a Heroes Yoga class afterwards. All funds raised would go towards providing scholarships to emerging student leaders and to support the efforts of Stand With Parkland and other charities. Register now at 2019 MSD Heroes Challenge on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You want some tweets? I mean, some texts?
Yeah, I do. And by the way, before you get to them, if you hate school and you just don't like school no matter what, just like I love basketball. It would be fun to play in a sellout and everything else. I hate school. A lot of guys don't want to go. A lot of kids. Huh? A lot of kids don't want to go to college. Go to the G League, man. If you're good enough,
they don't want to go back to the G League.
He doesn't want to go back to D League.
Yeah. I can tell you what, this guy's going to expect to play right away. This can be an interesting one. He better get his minutes because the Dragon ain't coming back for these last 20-something games and expecting to be splitting time at point guard.
I thought would Ira the other day say he might come off the bench to start off, or you think he's going to be happy with that?
No. I don't know a lot, but the Dragon coming off the bench will not be happy.
No, it'll be a fire-breathing Dragon at that point. All right, let me read you some text. 56022, Kendall. Good. I know, I did good there. 56022, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Here's a good one. You don't have to pay the players, just let them make money off their own likeness. How much money would Zion make in endorsements right now if allowed? Not sure how the NCAA gets away with not violating labor laws by restricting these players from profiting from their obvious popularity. You don't see jerseys at schools with certain numbers on it. You see like a 1 or like a 19 or something like that. But imagine if Zion can sell, I mean, he'd have to sell his own jerseys, I guess, or the school wouldn't, he would make the profit off that. But this guy's right.
If he could get a 2-hour signing,
oh my,
he'd make a lot of money.
Outside in North Carolina, like right outside Durham?
He would be $5,000 to $10,000 a pop.
At least.
At least. He could do 1 a week and go, this is working out.
Let's see here. That's why my son going to play overseas next year for 1 year, then going to the draft, because money talks. This guy's got a son that's that good.
You know, the only problem with that is going over there to a different culture and everything else. But
it's
a
big difference.
If you're strong enough, you got a family member going, because we've seen other guys do it, a few.
And Brandon Jennings do that? It was in the league a couple years back,
and he
did
all right. If you can do it, you're talking about a big jump, man, in your life, going from 18 and going over. It's hard enough. I don't know if you remember, like, just going away to college for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
That's a jump, going overseas. But if you can do it, and you got one of those kids, and there are kids that can do it, I wouldn't have been one of them.
Yeah.
That'd have been tough.
You imagine going to Europe at 18?
I had the maturity of about a 12-year-old. That would have been tough going over there.
And you had cash in your pocket.
And getting knocked around by grown-ass men.
Yeah.
Every time you went to the basket.
Yeah. The schools do get big checks, but a lot of that money funds the other sports. Not many athletic departments actually spin a profit. Well, when you're making $60, $70 million like some of those SEC schools, I'm sure that that's helping out a lot.
Well, they can do all the profit they want, because a lot of these schools, for their sports, make so much money, goes back into other parts of the school, libraries and other things. But it's obviously, we're seeing now, have you seen some of the facilities?
Oh, ridiculous.
Upgrading facilities. They're putting in toys now for these guys to hang out when they have spare time, just so they'll want to hang out.
Smart, though, right?
Next to the weight room, and they got these video rooms, and they got slides now for the kids.
I'll be honest, that's smart. Keep these kids out of trouble. Keep them close to the weight room. Keep them close to the facility.
Yeah. Outdoor facilities. Facilities.
The new dorms, all the stuff that they build around there.
Yeah, no.
I remember when I was at UF, the big thing was the 95 dorms. That's what they used to call them. Those are the brand new dorms. Everybody tried to get into those dorms, the students. You know who was in there? 90% of the athletes.
Yeah.
The swim team, the football team, the basketball players. You could walk in there and see a who's who of people.
They get treated
differently,
all these schools differently. The only thing they don't get, and what people are talking about,
cash
is
in their pocket.
They're not getting a check every month, a big check of, you know, nobody's getting $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month.
Yep. How about this one? These other schools that we're talking about the Miami, Ohio 1-1 or whatever it is. The other schools probably want a home and away, where Miami, Ohio just accepted 1-game payday. So Miami, Ohio's coming here, but I guess the Hurricanes aren't going there.
I don't know.
So it's one of the one-game series where they come here, take a huge check, probably get their asses beaten and go home. They hope.
I don't know what the relationship is to do that. I'm going to check on that today. I actually wrote that down, but I just have no problem playing. You're going to play some teams outside. You got to play. You should play Division I teams.
Yeah.
Why not play? First of all, I think UCF would be. Are you with me? South Florida or UCF?
Yeah, I would like to see that on all the schedules for all the state teams. I'd like to see Florida play Miami.
UCF right now is a little upgrade on FIU and FAU.
Oh no, they are. It's a different category.
So, I mean, there ain't no guarantee. UCF comes down here pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Rick and Davey is a very.
That's
big
a team that didn't want to play Florida, right?
Yes, UCF did not want to play Florida. They were all.
I just wanted to clarify that. Yeah. South Florida did. They took the game.
They did. And the check.
There you go. There you go. Just a little jab.
Now, if the fake Mickey Mouse national champions want one, you know, don't want to play anyway, that's their problem. But their story is over. Like, UCF has run its course. It's over.
You're on a roll.
Their thing is over.
They just lost one game. What do you mean it's over?
Yeah, they're going to lose more games. Their whole story is over. Well, by the way, what was supposed to be a great story, they are so D-baggish over there that they ruined that.
You're right.
That should have been America's team, and they ruined it.
They never did become America's team.
They were close, and then they just got stubborn. And then they lost.
Apparently, their coaches don't get up early in the morning either.
No.
Well, there's one other school. Coach doesn't get up early.
You don't want to play there.
What else you got?
Parade when you win a bowl game? Against a team that wasn't trying?
You're on a roll. How's the sarcasm today?
No, they just need a dose of sarcasm.
All-time high.
Orlando,
it's pretty good.
Right?
All-time
What's
high.
Wrong with them?
10 out of 10.
Wake up, man.
This is coming from a guy who goes to school and gets your ass kicked by him every year.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
what
that
else?
Happens.
One of the biggest
the game
supporters.
Of the year last year, jerk.
Could have been. Could have been. You guys lost like 9 straight going into that game. Rick and Davey, very big UCF supporter, Texan. UM wants no part of UCF. They would lose recruits after getting their ass kicked.
Okay.
Rick and Davey, very
Did he
big.
Go there?
I don't know.
Like 100 years ago before they
Listen,
had football?
At one point.
Rick, always got. See, there you go. Is there a way you want to take a shot?
Rick and Davey went to that school before they had football. I guarantee you that.
He might not have went to that school. Why not a kid go to that school?
Who, he just supports them?
Yeah, maybe.
Do losers support other losers?
Go ahead and take a shot.
You did. What do you mean, go ahead and take a shot?
Why don't you take a shot at my wife? She went to your school before they had a football team.
Why would I take a shot at her?
Well, you're taking a shot
bull.
At poor Rick.
A fellow bull.
Bull.
You're full of bull.
You
That's
are.
What you are.
You are. You have just taken... The idiot show.
No, it's a close fraternity. Like, you
oh,
see someone,
right.
I see someone driving around with a USF license plate.
You
give
wave
a thumbs
next
up.
To
they
them.
Know. They know.
They know. Because you have 17 stickers on the back of your car.
Rick and Davey has responded. It was never an official offer by the Gators to UCF. Hollywood is a jealous idiot. Now there's name calling.
Was he in the room where they were negotiating? Was he on the call?
It was a conference call between the ADs and Rick and Davey.
We got to run this by Rick before we accept this.
You're on a real UCF thing, boy.
Rick's son is a junior at UCF, that's why.
He goes to games.
Yeah. Splib just texts in honor of Hollywood and says, I'll slap Rick and Davey in the mouth, UCF Mickey Mouse chants.
When it gets violent, we always got our one guy
Splib,
to go
Splib.
To. I'll
our
kick
guy.
His ass. Yeah. Here, back up. I'll take it. Man.
That's what happens here. Colleges are getting that kind of money from networks, and they charge the students enormous athletic registration fees plus extras. My daughter was a cheerleader at FAU, and we paid at least $1,000 in fees for her to be a cheerleader.
Your school's not getting that TV money, by the way. I hate to break it to you.
Correct. If that was a UF or
you're
FSU
in,
or Miami.
In a conference. Yeah.
Yawn at UCF, non-Power 5 team that has some good seasons from time to time and then drops off. Now the UCF haters are all coming out. All of them.
Aren't you curious to see what they're going to look like?
Absolutely.
Their quarterback, did he get another year of eligibility? Did he get like an eighth year of eligibility?
I don't know what the final situation was. I was just happy to see that he was okay.
Yeah, I am too. That was looking real bad.
I mean, he was one of those freak injuries.
They picked up the Notre Dame quarterback, actually.
That's right. They did. Zach, if college players want to make money off likeness and signing autographs, they got to give up their scholarship like Greg Anthony did. Is that what Greg Anthony did? He gave up a scholarship to make money off all that stuff?
I don't know. We're not. Let me tell you something. We can have this debate forever. We are a long way away from athletes getting paid.
Of course.
I don't care how big the contract is with ESPN and Fox and NBC and CBS because they're all involved in college football and basketball. I'm just going to tell you right now, we are a long way before they get paid. And I feel like I've been doing shows for like the last decade when everybody, when are we going to pay athletes? Never.
Hollywood, thank you for your opinion. You're refreshing for the show.
There you go.
Danny and Southwest Ranch.
It'll be refreshing for UCF to go away permanently. Let a high school team play in that high school stadium they have on their campus.
Good Lord. Now I know where to go to, and I just want Hollywood to go off.
And you know what? He really does hate UCF.
Oh, I can tell.
By the way, it looks like they got their mascot from Party City. Have you seen their mascot? What's his name? Nitro?
You're on a roll, man.
It's a Hollywood Comedy Hour.
Oh, all those parents. A lot of kids from here go to UCF.
I almost went to UCF.
A lot of kids.
I almost went to UCF. And Rick's thanking me for reading all those texts. Yeah, well, when you rip Hollywood, I read it.
Yeah, right. control which ones I get read.
Exactly. Who reads right. Me? Here's two ones. Miami had UCF on the schedule for 2 years. It's not our fault. They sucked at the time. And then UCF talked big time the last time they played the U, and they got their asses handed to them. A Miami-UCF home-and-home would be great, but UCF would have to host it at the Citrus Bowl since their tin can of a stadium doesn't hold enough to make it worthwhile. Did you text that in, or was that?
What's UCF hold? 45? 50? I'm serious. I don't know.
I think it holds like 3,000.
See that? All right. There you go.
I don't know. Why are you asking
half
me?
A trash
I've never been there.
I thought you went there. To one of those games.
No, I went when they used to play at the Citrus Bowl. Beautiful place. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a great camping
program.
Life now?
Awesome
we played a preseason game.
A camping life stadium, right?
A couple years ago.
Yeah. USF plays a real schedule unlike USF. Or USF plays a real schedule unlike UCF.
Boy, we're bringing
UCF Stadium. That, but... Oh, wait a minute. UCF Stadium should be sponsored by Legos. Look what it's made of. Goodness gracious. I didn't realize how many UCF haters there were out there.
Oh, no, they turned a
lot. Hollywood woke them all
Hollywood's
up.
Hollywood's right about one thing. They turned a lot of people off with
they
that.
They did. You're right.
Fake parade and...
You know when something's run its course and it just won't go away?
Oh, here's Rick and Dave again. I hate to tell you guys, UCF's not going away. They're here to stay. Okay, Rick.
No, you're right. They're going to play next year. You're
I mean,
right.
They are. They have a football team. Doesn't sound like
they got a contract right now with FAU, right? FAU played there last year.
I think they did, yeah.
FIU's had them on the schedule before. I don't know if they still do.
Good Lord.
You guys are on a roll today, man.
It's not really me. It's, you know. It's,
I mean, honestly.
It's this guy in the back here.
Hollywood, you're on a roll. When somebody push your UCF butt, yeah. I would love to see UCF play Miami.
Yeah. I agree. It'd be fun. Probably better than the last couple of years.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if.
I mean, Miami probably didn't want to play him at that
Miami,
point. They were really
Miami,
good.
I tell you this. Miami would have had a handful last year.
Yep. Right.
Be a nice.
Well, they wouldn't be able to score. They probably play decent defense, but don't be able to score.
If Stanford on their schedule next year, UCF.
Oh. Do they really?
There. Why would Stanford go there?
Wow.
Are they really going
there? Are
they
trying to rack up frequent flyer miles?
Oh, there you go. Now you're on a roll. Maybe
Disney World?
Maybe UCF's paying Stanford.
Oh, here we go. UCF has 60,000 party students close to Disney in an hour from the beach. Not bad. That's coming from a UM grad.
A lot of UM people go over there to play. Mm. When was that? What year was that that Miami went over there and played?
Oh, yeah. I forgot what year. That's right.
It's been a long time. Boy, I tell you what, you start doing radio a long time and these years all kind of.
Said UCF holds like 25,000 in the stadium.
No way.
It's
so much bigger than that. Stop it.
Well, and then the next text says a Spectrum Stadium holds 50,000. We hosted Miami 1 year.
That sounds right.
They play at FAU this year, UCF.
Ooh. Oh, they are coming to FAU. Ooh.
Yeah, the alarm clock bowl.
By the way, give them. You're so bad.
Better not have that as a noon kick. You don't have any coaches on the sideline.
Have you ever seen an East Coast game start at midnight? Because it might happen this year.
I will tell you something. FAU's got a nice stadium. That is a nice stadium. Zach?
Yeah, it is.
You've been there?
Yep.
It's nice.
It is nice. Holly was just angry because the doorman stole his popcorn, and he went to UCF. Did your doorman go to UCF?
Does anybody know how good UCF's going to be this year? I don't know what they lost or...
No idea.
They still had a hell of a team. Even that last game, they lost to LSU. Mm. A damn good team.
With backup quarterback.
We gotta go to Brett. Well, they got Notre Dame quarterback now. They got a athletic guy back there. He'll take over and see.
Miami played at UCF in 2009. Someone
was it 2009?
That's 10 years ago.
Gosh darn! Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and jump more on your thoughts here in the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022.
Get nasty in
Hollywood.
That text machine.
Hollywood is just,
he brings out the nasty.
He's very nasty today, but he's also very sarcastic. It's new level.
I'm drinking salt water back here this morning.
Boy, you
I'm
are.
Gargling.
We'll be right back.
Jeez. Radio.com.
Radio.com. All right, welcome back here for all you.
Nike stock down 1% in first 10 minutes of trading.
Off this one shoe blowing out? 1%.
Come on. Sell to me.
People are all of a sudden think, like,
Nike shoes are all bad.
I've had a whole bunch of Nike shoes and none of them blown out. None. I've been lucky. Of course, I'm not as athletic as Zion and weigh 283 pounds.
I'm probably not as athletic. But
Under Armour stock is up this morning, by the
I'm
way.
I'm sure.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if there's a correlation there.
So help me out.
Probably Adidas Nike's, also.
Nike's the biggest one. Is Adidas 2 or would...
Yeah, Adidas is right there,
gotta
man.
Gotta be 2, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Adidas doing pretty well.
Under Armour 3?
Under Armour, yes.
Gotta be.
There's so many different companies.
Where's Puma? Yeah.
They're somewhere in
Where's
there.
Where's New Balance?
I was shocked to find out Puma's back in the basketball business.
Forget
I didn't
about
know
Puma.
That.
Where's New Balance? They got to be second.
New
or third,
Balance
right?
just jumped back into business.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're trying to decide.
Make a comeback.
People over 60 years old wear
no,
the
stop
shoes.
It.
We tweeted out a picture of Zach's shoes. The stock went down this morning.
You better hope that thing will go up about 8%.
I said this before, and I saw my dad for a couple of days on my last vacation here a few weeks ago. And we went walking, and I looked down, and I went, damn. I just started laughing because my dad wears.
Mm. Everyone's dad wears those.
New Balance. What are those? $40, $45, $40?
Yeah. They're more. Mine were expensive.
Would you go 50?
Mine were $90.
New Balance?
Those were $90, half a shoe.
$89. That's why I wanted them. I don't. Who wants a full shoe anymore? This is the new age.
The new age is lacing them up with your phone, man.
No. Lacing them up. Yeah. Who wants to lace them up?
I do have a problem, though. I've said this for paying $200 for a pair of tennis shoes. I mean, it's one thing to pay a few hundred dollars for a nice pair of shoes when you go out for a nice evening or a function that you have to do.
Sure.
But it's hard for me to imagine your tennis shoes cost more than those nice damn shoes. It's crazy.
I know.
Well, yours have an RF on them. That's why you're paying the extra $100.
Was it Rodan Fields? What do you mean an RF?
Roger Federer.
Oh. Like you're buying like beauty shoes.
He's a bad guy.
Nice to see.
He's trying to get in the groupie thing. What else you got rolling in here today?
All right, I'll read a couple for you right now. 56022 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line.
You're not getting tickets, by the way, to the tennis function. You have to get them on your own, Jerky.
Who's going to take your picture?
Yeah, do you know how to take a selfie?
First of all, I don't. Well, you act like I need you for everything. No. I'm going. Matter of fact, I'm purposely going without you now.
Jack Sock is going to come over to you. You're like, oh, man, I should have gotten that picture.
What happened to old Jack? Jack Sock.
You had your chance a few years ago.
Got to get Jack rolling again.
I don't even know who the hell Jack Sock is.
He's still in the game?
Go ahead. Just
who the hell is Jack Sock? All right, anyways.
He's a tennis
He's the
guy.
Best American tennis player.
No,
we
he's
have.
Not. Isner is. Go ahead.
Goodness gracious.
Our friend Isner is. Go ahead. What do you got?
I think Isner already got knocked out of the Miami Open.
Isn't that the guy that played in like the 4-hour match, like the 9-hour match?
Yes, but
he loses in the first round.
Tennis guy.
Played in Delray last night and won. Stop listening to this guy.
I can't help it. He's screaming in my ear.
He's just like, what happened to you today?
He's a salty
Gosh,
man.
Go.
You guys brought up UCF.
Oh, don't
That's
worry,
what
there's more. UCF had the best recruiting class of the non-Power 5 schools. Somebody threw in there. That might have been Rick and Davey again. How about this? Ooh, God, you want to get Hollywood pissed off? I don't always talk to USF grads, but when I do, I ask for large fries.
I actually wrote past that guy. I thought it was funny.
Oh, man.
Damn. Well, you know, I wish it was a little saltier for
Hollywood. That's not bad.
University of Miami season ticket holder for 42 years, recently moved up to Orlando. I've been to all the UCF games the past 2 years. First of all, they are the real deal. Second off, USF, same conference, they blow. Hollywood, you're a rookie. Wow. Goodness gracious.
You would admit UCF's been fun to watch. That offense has been a lot of fun to watch.
They have been.
They put 50 and 60 on everybody.
Here we go. Question, is Joe still doing the Under Armour shirt, Adidas shorts, Nike shoes, you know, wearing different brands in the same getup? Actually,
answer for
I could take a picture right now. And I might be close to exactly what you got.
Who would come up with something like that?
You laugh out loud,
Nike
yes.
Nike shirt.
He's got the swoosh on the shirt.
Oh.
You wearing your RFs, your Rodan Fields?
My shoes.
Are?
The Jokers. What happened to your Joker shoes?
I got a little bit of everybody. I don't wear. Stop it. Oh, yeah, you're right. I do.
The Barricades?
Barricades from Adidas, yeah.
Wow.
I don't match.
I know.
As you know.
Oof. Hollywood.
I don't even think when I go out, I don't think grown-ass men do that.
What, match?
Like older guys don't go, hey, no, that's Adidas, honey. I can't wear that. Give me the Nike. No, they.
I don't care because I, you know, whatever, but I'm sure other people do. He just said something Kids about do. Young Greg the other day. Young Greg came in here.
Greg was lit up with the red colors. It was beautiful, man.
He was freshed up, that guy. Hollywood's jealous having gone to that garbage program at USF. Now people are just piling on.
But he's been a little rough on USF.
I know.
I'm down on the program right now. Yeah. They lost 8 games in a row to finish the season.
Joe and Zach, just go for Skechers. No shoelaces. Just slip them on. Is that right? You know how I like my shoes. Convenient.
You're asking him. He hasn't been to a shoe store in 50 years.
Talk to my wife, will you?
The boxers. Your wife doesn't buy all your shoes.
Come on.
I always like when I look at you, and Hollywood looks at me and goes, Joe hasn't been to a damn one of these stores in a long time. You're right.
Good Lord. Come on, Joe. You got to be better than that. 56022, Kendall Toyota, and West Kendall Toyota text line. God, there's so many UCF. And what did we start today?
First of all, UCF, there's a lot of parents down there. Your kids go Florida, Florida State, UCF, yeah. Get a lot of them. And by the way, UCF is a huge school now.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was getting – you can't be a dummy anymore and go to those big schools. That's the problem.
Two of my daughters
– UF let me in.
Two of my daughter's best friends went to UCF. Could have gone to different schools and wanted to go to UCF.
Couldn't go to Florida State because I just couldn't handle it up there. Felt like I'd be in, you know, in trouble in a week. But UF somehow let me in.
I got to be honest with you. Florida State wouldn't have been a good environment for me under
– No, today. No. I used to
Berkeley,
go to
– Berkeley had its own problems, but
– I used to go to Florida State for the weekend and then have to take an entire week off of school after that to rehab.
You mean rehab, like not real rehab?
In my house and not leave.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
No, not actual rehab.
Actual
no.
therapist
no,
talking
no.
to
no,
you
no, no, no,
drying
no.
out and stuff.
I'm talking about just sitting in my house and just drinking Gatorade.
No, if you want to know about those other ones, let me know.
Not funny. I'm not laughing. Hollywood talks trash about me on the radio, but avoided me at the Michael Bublé concert. You saw Rick and... Were you at that concert?
I didn't go.
That's not funny. He didn't go. I did.
Did you see Rick and Davey?
No. Oh.
He was in seats 1 and 2 right next to you.
Oh, man.
Who sat next to you, by the way? Do you know the people next to you?
No.
Hollywood bought those tickets and sold
by
them.
By the way, I did sit next to a woman who was really into the concert, and her husband was jumping up and down, and he didn't leave until Michael Bublé could no longer be seen. He waited for him to wave goodbye to everybody. I was trying to get that guy to get out the door to get a cold beer, and he was going to get his money's worth. Mm. Michael Bublé was going to be off that damn stage before he moved.
Let's see. Is Reebok still around? What happened to them? They're not number two. Why are they not number two?
Is Reebok up there? I don't know.
They're not up there. They are around, though.
Yeah. They're owned by what? Nike now? Does Nike own Reebok? Or Converse?
I don't believe so. Converse is owned by Nike.
Oh, yeah. I knew someone owned somebody.
God, when I was a kid, Converse owned basketball. It's crazy.
Mm. Splib texted back in again, says, UM doesn't take the EBT card, so I haven't been to any of their games yet, but I would pay to see the U beat down on UCF, and the University of Sistrunk is better than USF. I have a bachelor in the streets.
Okay.
It's a lot to write in a text, Splib, and I appreciate
good.
That.
That's pretty good right
Splib's
there.
Splib's usually very good with that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, we have started an internal civil war on the text machine between USF and UCF, all because of Hollywood and Rick and Davey.
I'm going to call Blake James today. I just want to get to the bottom of all the teams and how you pick them and go about it. And
your bait didn't work today. You tried very hard.
Sometimes, though, he gets a little fired up with some of the things I say, and he sends me a text and gives me his opinion with a little sarcasm
nothing
in
today?
There for me, but nothing. And I've actually checked, knowing he usually does.
Just random calls from Mandarino?
Nope, nothing. Mm-hmm. I did hear from him today.
Joe, did you hold up a cigarette lighter at the Bublé concert?
No, but they had them up. They had that. They did.
Isn't the new
that.
Thing just to hold your phone up with
no,
the light?
No, it was the phone. It wasn't.
Yeah,
that.
You don't
it was
a lighter phone. Anymore.
And
who does that?
And my wife 80s? Did it, and I had to ask her, where's my light on my phone?
Mm. Rick said he was there at the Corona Beach Club, seats 1 and 2, row 4. Rick and David texted
is he not work? I was going to say, is he not working with his wife at the school?
I don't know. In Plan Nation?
No, I think they fixed that. He'll never.
Well, you do remember
you guys
that,
will
right?
never let that go.
I mean,
he left one tee out of Plantation, and you guys won't let it go, Mr. Plantation.
But he made 10,000 flyers without the tee in it.
And he said at the end, this is how we're going to help your kids spell better than we just did.
You'd send your kid to that school?
It's like the Derek Zoolander school.
Right.
Sorry, Joe, I didn't get that.
Rick's retired now, I believe. Right?
I believe he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood went to the Justin Timberlake concert just to get laid by his wife. Couldn't get laid on Sex Island, though. Is that right? You went to the Timberlake concert with your wife, though?
I did. I'd not go to the island.
But why do we have to get into, like,
this is just what happens when Hollywood talks a lot.
Hollywood gets his share of sex, I'm sure, at the home. He just doesn't talk about it, and he does get weird about it when we start talking about it early in the morning.
It's a little weird to talk about. Yeah. I prefer we didn't.
Yeah, see?
That's I'd rather talk about UCF.
Yeah. It's a way to shut him up quickly.
God.
How was your weekend? Nothing. What? I didn't even say anything. I don't want to talk about it.
Everyone's tired.
Everyone's tired. That's not really good to say. I just got people ripping Hollywood.
Well, go ahead and read a couple. It's fine. I mean, if they're dirty, they can't call him a mofo.
Okay, well, then I can't read three or four of them.
Nobody said that.
I was in the third row, but I had to move because the person in front of me's head was blocking the stage. What row were you in?
I don't know. I don't know where I was.
Have you ever gotten that before where someone's like, can you duck? And you were just
in reality, my wife's really sure. Like, if you were sitting, your big fat head was sitting in front of us, like, it'd be a real problem. Gosh.
Not to my face, they haven't. I don't
know. Well, this guy just
did it right to your face.
He'd
be one of the worst people possible to have sit in front of you at a show.
Yeah, if Joe sat front row.
I'm being
row.
Serious, especially at a show like where everyone has to stand. I imagine most people stood, right?
You're like
6'7". I hope you're getting this all out of your system today.
He better.
Seriously.
Dude, you're like 6'5", and you're wide.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You're tough, you're tough to
And
see
I have
over.
A large head.
Wait, but who says wide? I think he just called you fat in a nice way.
He's got a big frame. I'm fat.
I'm a big bone guy.
I wish someone said I had a big frame.
My mother told me, goes, oh, God, my granddaughter, she's big boned. She's got her grandmother's bone, because my mom's a big bone woman. Mm-hmm. Big, tall, big bone woman.
Yeah.
Big bone.
Someone says I'm big bone, they're really just saying fat in a nice way.
All right, that's fine.
And big frame, I would think the same thing also.
Hey, I'm a fat ass. I love eating. Okay, that's me. We got to get out of here. You ready to go?
That was the best thing you've ever said on the show.
I am.
No, because that was just honest out there and true.
Got that wife of mine. It's just the two of us. She's cooking like there's about six of us, man, and I'm keeping up with her. I'm eating everything.
What time's dinner?
Oh, man. It's been early, Zach, about 5 o'clock.
School's still going, by the way. 6 years and going. 6 years strong. Plan Nation. Good old Plan
Nation. Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we got to go. Rick, thanks for the 250 text messages today. We really appreciate them. Is Josh working with Young Greg?
Frito's here, and Young Greg is here also?
I don't know. You were just out there. Did you see him?
I didn't see Young Greg.
I just saw Alex.
Young Greg, I just like to see his outfits.
He's getting his shoes
cleaned
up. My
man is matching things up. It's beautiful, man. Have a great day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.